Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the Friday edition of the podcast. This is the one where we do all the picks, right? This one's going to be fun. And we're going to get you ready for Championship Sunday. Of course, we have Eagles and Niners in the NFC, Chiefs and Bengals, a rematch of that AFC title game. And we're going to do our best to run down the best bets that we love. We're going to pick top props. We're going to go Team 600 teaser. That's perfect so far in the postseason. And, of course, we're going to get Arthur DeCesar from the Superbook in here. He's going to give you the skinny on all the betting action from Las Vegas. So it's a good show lined up for Championship Sunday. And we only have four fan bases left in the tournament. One of those is the Eagles, who own a special place in the heart of my producer, Dell. Now, last week, I bet San Francisco, even though I was a Cowboys fan and my fandom and my sports better were definitely at odds there, but it worked out for the sports better. Are you conflicted here between betting and fandom?
I am. I'm just staying away. I don't want to bet on them. I just would rather take the 1L in case it happens. And if it does, then whatever. But there's just high expectations for this team, and I just want to see what happens. I don't want to bet on them and take two L's.
I get it. My fandom has died just a slow death over, you know, almost 20 years working for Covers and betting on sports for a long, long time.
Last week was different. The Giants are crap.
I find that, yeah, they didn't look great. But I find that, yeah, my fandom definitely dying and the sports betting side of things taking over here. You know, let us know. Is that what happened? Is sports betting kind of tempering your fandom? Let us know in comments. You can respond. You can also give us a good rating and review of the Sharp 600 podcast. If you like the podcast, if you're sticking around, let us know what you like, what you don't like. We're going to be doing a lot of basketball and some other different stuff on the other side of Super Bowl. So we hope that you enjoy the podcast so far and continue to listen to us here as we get on the other side of football season. And with all that said, let's go 600 seconds on the clock, please.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
Between the Metallica and the Rudy, I'm ready to run through a wall here on the Friday pod. And the first wall that I'm going through is our weekly underdog pick. So as of the Friday recording here, Kansas City is as big as -1.5. It's widely available at some books. So if you like the Bengals, make sure to get that half point hook on the one. And that's what I am, Cincinnati +1.5. We talk about key numbers in football betting all the time. And the conversation usually starts at 3 and 6 and 7 and 10 and 14. The forgotten key number is one. How many one score games do we see? And what the market is telling us right now, with the pros grabbing Kansas City +2.5, not the KC money line on Tuesday, it's moved back to one. Basically saying this is going to be a 1-point game. And this is the fourth meeting between these teams recently. We have a full season and playoff action pumping through these odds as well, too. So these are drum tight lines. Here's why I like Cincy as the underdog here with that hook, especially the hook on the key number. Now, Mahomes not marching around with much of a hitch in his giddy up. He looks pretty good. We're going to see how much he can put on this. We're going to see how Cincinnati tests his mobility. If he's able to extend those third downs, if he's scrambling for the sticks on those key third downs, any downtick in his mobility basically balances out this QB competition, considering how well Burrow is playing right now. We look at all the skill positions, and Burrow and the Bengals have the better options. More playmakers, guys that can go up and help Burrow. Mahomes' group, however, outside of, you know, Kelsey, they need Mahomes to look good. So that includes the ground game, and that's where I think Cincinnati can really make a difference. The Bengals bullied Buffalo on the ground last weekend, 13 running first downs. They controlled pace. They controlled TOP. They rolled over the Bills' would-be tacklers. Some people were saying, oh, the snowy conditions helped the offensive line. But listen, the Cincinnati runners were picking up yards after contact and just carrying guys to those first down markers. Now, the Bills, they were the number three defense in DVOA in terms of stopping the run. Cincinnati, they're not. Great pass rush, underrated secondary, but not a very good run-stop unit. They allowed the Jags last weekend 144 yards on just 19 carries. Jacksonville had to get away from the run because they were trailing in that one. If we go back to the Week 13 game, no Joe Mixon. He was out. Cincinnati still rolled for 152 yards on the ground, 34 carries. P. Ryan came in, put the team on his back. He had a huge game in that one. So if they go for the throat again here with the rushing attack, not only does it help out the thin offensive line, protecting Burrow, but it also gives this defense a boost, a defense that is playing extremely well in just about every single facet of defense right now. They can limit the touches that Mahomes has on the football. They can make that offense a little more one-dimensional, make them play from behind and try to catch up. Get Mahomes on the run in those pressure situations, test that ankle. and then cause some chaos, which is something Cincinnati is great at, create some takeaways. So Cincinnati plus 1.5 is a play for me. If you like the Chiefs, by all means, that's a great, you know, it's two great teams, but I'm on Bengals plus 1.5. More bets. And the Tuesday show, we ran down some props and bets. I have Eagles money line. We took P. Ryan over 16.5 yards rushing, took Jalen Hurts over 9.5 rushing attempts, and we took him to score a touchdown at plus 132. Good price on him. A few more props for Championship Sunday. I'm going back to the Bengals. We talked about how good this ground game is going to be. We have P. Ryan over. I'm going Joe Mixon over, too, over 57.5. It's up to 58.5, which I think is okay as well, too. Zach Taylor, he was talking about how just how good the run blocking was, the rushing was, and how that helped protect Burrow against the Bills. And they definitely do have a tendency to run the ball a lot when taking on strong pass rushes, and that's who they're facing here in Kansas City. If you look at the Bengals' matchups with other disruptive pass rushes, high pressure rate, high sack totals, the offense ran the ball close to an average of 29 times in those seven matchups. If we look at the rest of their games, they averaged just 22.6 rushing attempts. So add in that the Chiefs dead last in run stop win rate at 26%. They allowed 7 yards per carry to the Jags last Saturday. Banking on a big day from the back. So Mixon over 58.5 yards rushing. On the flip of this, Kansas City has been implementing an offense that's going to help protect Mahomes, keep him in the pocket, not have him running all over the place. They're going to utilize some extra blockers on the ends, a lot of two tight end sets, and Kelce props, of course, are going to be skyrocketing, but it's the other tight end. It's Noah Gray, who I like here, and I like his over on 1.5 receptions. That's paying out as high as plus 125 right now. And Gray was targeted twice with one grab last weekend, and while he's only had one catch in 4 straight games, this is a guy who was pretty active in the offense, considering in November and December, we're going to see plenty more snaps from him here. I think they're going to roll out more 12 personnel. And since he's going to key on Kelce, that's going to give Gray some room against smaller safeties and slower backs. So I like him to catch at least 2 balls on in the AFC title game. In the NFC title game, we mentioned that we're heavy on Hurts. We're going to swing our attention to the Niners. And we're going to go Robbie Gould and look at the 49ers total on field goals. It's at 1.5 minus 110. This seems way too low, considering Gould, how well he performed last week, 4-for-4 on field goals. Eagles have a pretty good defense. They're going to stop teams on third down. They're going to stop them in the red zone pretty good there. And Gould has kicked 2 or more field goals in 4 of his last 5 games. He's also kicked 2 or more field goals in 6 of the 8 games with Purdy under center, including 8-for-8 so far in the playoffs. Weather looks okay. It might be a little gusty early on, but it's going to calm down. Good kicking weather for end of January in Philly. So Gould going to go over 1.5 field goals from the Niners. The other 49ers prop that I do like, and it's paying plus money, is Christian McCaffrey over 4.5 receptions. Now, Purdy threw the ball to run CMC 8 times in against the Dallas defense and very much used him as a pressure release when the pass rush closed on him. McCaffrey caught 6 of those balls. He went over his reception prop of 4.5. It stays at that mark for the championship game. Now, over 4.5 is paying plus money out there. And McCaffrey missed some practice time this week, the calf injury. I think that might slow him down more in the run game, but in the passing game, I think he's going to be just as active. And Philly is going to probably come out fast like they normally do, have the Niners maybe possibly playing from behind and passing more. It doesn't bode well for his rushing props, but Purdy is going to face a nasty Eagles pass rush, and I think that CMC is going to be that release valve for him. Philly 24th in DVOA when covering wide receiver running backs as wide receivers as well, too. They average a 6.8 targets to the position per contest. So McCaffrey over 4.5 receptions at plus money. Dell, what do you like here this weekend?
I like Isaiah Pacheco anytime touchdown at plus 165. The Chiefs are going to run a lot of 2 tight end sets to get a little extra protection for Mahomes. And Pacheco is their main rushing back down the season here. I think Mahomes will stay in the pocket a little more than usual, resulting in a few more touches for Pacheco. So at plus 165, I love the value.
Yeah, a lot of folks, especially a lot of guys at the Covers Crew, and you can check out all that great NFC, AFC championship content over at covers.com. I know a lot of the guys are high on Pacheco this weekend. There's some good value with his receiving yards and stuff like that as too, and his receiving receptions and things like that. So those are some hot markets, but I do like that one, and definitely has that ability to punch one in when they get close. All right, so the Team 600 teaser. Hey, we had another week for winners. 2-2 so far in the playoffs. We're going to get rolling here. I'm going to take Kansas City and Cincinnati from 48 points. They're going to walk it down to 42. This total opened as high as 51 points last Sunday. The Mahomes injury, of course, tempered that. We saw it dip as low as 46.5. There might even be some 46s out there, which is crazy. But the last 3 games between these teams have closed with totals of 50+. There's just so much firepower on the field here. So we're going to shorten the number. Going to go over 42 points in that AFC title game. Dell, what do you got for a teaser leg?
I'm going Bengals 7.5. The line movement on this, the game has been absolutely crazy. It's back up to +1.5 for the Bengals. And I don't think they're getting enough respect. They're not getting the respect they deserve. There's Joe Burrow's 3-0 versus Patrick Mahomes in his career. They walked in Arrowhead and beat them last year. I don't see why they can't do it again this year. They're a great football team. And at +7.5, the value is fantastic.
All right. Burrowhead. That's what they're calling it. 2 minute drill time with Arthur DeCesar of the Superbook. Team 600 teasers are rolling here in the postseason. So we've got over 42 in the AFC title game. We've got Cincy +7.5. What do you got, Arthur?
I think you thought you knew where I was going to go, but I'm going to shock you. I'm going to go through the zero and take the Eagles +4.5.
Oh, shit. I seriously thought you were going San Francisco. Seemed like everyone and their dog is teasing San Francisco.
It'd be 3.5. My bad. 3.5.
3.5. It's still, that's a great number.
Yep, I'm taking it.
All right. Biggest liability for you guys shaping up Championship Sunday.
It's the Bengals. I mean, we took nothing but Bengal money early, even though the line's gone the other way. It's, you know, still Bengal money.
All right. And you got, I think it was the Jags and the Cowboys were the teams that you needed to get knocked off in the first two rounds. They're gone. Who do you need to get knocked off this week?
Once again, it's the Bengals. They're the only loser left for us in the future book. All other three teams winning the Super Bowl are fine. We not only need the Bengals to lose Sunday because of the Chief game, but we need them to get out of the future book.
All right, so notable, we've seen some interesting total moves here. Notable total for a Championship Sunday.
I think it's in the Eagle game. I think, you know, the over money came in, which I thought was interesting. We had 45. Mm-hmm. It's now 46.5.
Yeah, going up. I mean, there's a lot of explosiveness on both teams. We'll just see what shakes out. All right, dreaded bye week coming up, but that means it's time to get silly. What is Rihanna's first song of the halftime show?
I'm going to be honest with you, Jason. I saw this question. Rihanna's beautiful. I don't think I can name one of her songs. So I'm going to give like a real old guy answer. I have no clue. I really don't. I don't know any. I know she did a song with Eminem once. I don't know.
All right. You got some homework to do between now and next week because we got to get a Rihanna song out of you. All right. Projected Super Bowl spreads. What do you got? Eagles, Bengals, Eagles, Chiefs, 49ers, Bengals, 49ers, Chiefs.
So it's pretty simple. If the Chiefs make the game, they're 1.5 against either team. If the Bengals make the game, it's a pick 'em.
Okay. Against either team.
Against either team, exactly.
Ooh, pick 'em spread in the Super Bowl. Yep. I love that one. All right, I know the horn went, but we're going long here. Best bet for this championship round.
I'm going to take the under in the Niners-Eagle game. Under 46.5. I think it's going to be a tight defensive game.
Okay. Under Eagles-Niners. That is it for the Friday edition of the Sharp 600. We appreciate you coming on, Arthur, and talking. We appreciate you, Dell, for producing this bad boy. Appreciate you for listening and chiming in. And we will talk to you on the Tuesday podcast. Good luck in Championship Sunday.